relate to cancel culture, hookup culture, or victim culture?
Well, neither could we. We created this platform for those other girls. Girls like us who want to give a different perspective from a Christian and conservative worldview.
We talk about life, work, relationships, pop culture, and everything in between. So let's be those other girls that just don't talk about culture,
but change culture.
You're listening to our segment, Dear Other Girl, where we give advice, and this time, it's solicited. All right, ladies, we have an anonymous submission, and it's a good one. It's a good one. You ready?
Yeah.
Dear Other Girl, I love my job and I love my coworkers, but I seem to always find myself in gossipy situations among my female coworkers. I want to connect with them and I want to share their trials and concerns with them, but it's hard when it quickly becomes gossip. What should I do?
Okay. I've had this happen for sure.
Yeah. I think it's
men gossip, but women gossip a lot too.
Yes. And I think that it's kind of, unfortunately, a common thing amongst women just in general. Like, it's just, it's common.
Yeah.
So, I'll go first. My advice is you're good, like, good for you for not wanting to gossip. I say this and people act weird around me when I say this, but, like, I'm sorry, your coworkers are not your friends. Your coworkers are people you work with. Can you be friendly? Absolutely. I think you should be friendly. Because you also don't want a bunch of strife where you work. Mm-hmm. But they're not your friends. So I think it's really important to just kind of remember that and to stay away from gossip. But if you still want to connect, because I think there's nothing wrong with connecting and trying to, you know, be kind and cordial and being friendly. If you want to do that, I think it's really good to just kind of, like, when someone's saying something to you, like, okay, a good example would be, oh goodness, the boss is annoying me. I'm trying so hard to do this and he's not hearing me. Something like that. Oh, I understand that. Well, maybe if you try this, maybe he'll understand. Maybe he doesn't offer an advice. Mm. And then if he goes, oh, and you know what? Our boss is ugly. Kind of do the, and don't say anything more.
Yeah, I had a coworker, social cues.
Yeah, and I had a coworker who talked about anyone and everyone. I'll never forget one of our coworkers, like, quit, and he told us not to say where he was going. And I remember hearing her talk to another coworker over the phone saying where he went and then talking negatively about it. So, like, I can relate to being around gossipy people, but the thing is with that coworker, I try not to overshare. I'm doing great. How was your weekend? It was fabulous. We went to the farmer's market. I didn't tell her everything else. My weekend was great. Every weekend, I had a great weekend. Every weekend. Even if I sat at home crying, it was a great weekend to her.
Oh my gosh.
I just think that, like, you have to also remember that you don't want to participate in gossip at work. Because it's your place of employment. You're going to work to get your check, to be a light, if you're a Christian, to be a light in that office area, wherever you are. And then you're going home. And you have friends outside of work. So I think avoiding gossip is really important. Freeman, you have any advice for this person?
Yeah, I think this is really hard. I mean, like you say, like, we all want to connect. And, like, I know that sometimes I connect by sharing trials. Like, I'll be like, hey, Mallory, like, you know, I'm feeling discouraged because I don't know if I've ever actually come to you and said that. But, like, school or, like, you know, work is getting busy. Work is picking up. Like, I'm trying to, you know, balance everything. And, like, that's my way of connecting with you, when you can say, like, oh my gosh, that's hard. I hear that. I felt that. I've done that. Maybe there's a conservative leader you and I are, like, you know, struggling with. And I think that can quickly turn into gossip, where now I'm sharing what I really think, and Mallory agrees with what I really think. So we're connecting over someone else's detriment. And I'm sure we've done this. I'm sure I've done this probably every day in some way or another. But I think you're right about social cues. I think, oh, like, I'm sorry to hear, you know, you're having a hard time. Like, I can understand that. I've felt unappreciated too. I think the key to knowing if it's gossip, and that's another thing we have to define, is what is gossip?
Good point.
The key to knowing if it's gossip is if it's malicious and maybe you wouldn't say it to the person's face. Would you agree?
I agree. And I think, once again, like, it's the difference between I'm having a hard time with X, Y, and Z, and mm-hmm. this person is X, Y, and Z. Mm. I just thought of this other thing. I hope I'm not cutting you mm-hmm. off. Another thing I thought of is just kind of just straight up being like, I don't really want to talk about that right now. And that's awkward. And I think, like, you know, that's going to can make things a little uncomfortable for a while.
And that could open you up to being gossiped about.
Yeah. But I do think, like, shutting down stuff like that is really important. Like, that coworker, eventually I kind of had to shut down. There was, like, an incident once, and she was just going on and on and on about our, like, boss. And I was like, I said, I'm sorry. I just don't want to be in the middle of anything. That's my go-to. Like, when people start doing, I don't want to be in the middle of that. Sorry. Like, doing one of those things is really big. I do that a lot, actually. Because I just don't. Like, I don't want to be in the middle and, like, and I will say, like, just because of the nature of the jobs that I've had, your coworkers are not your friends can sound a little extreme. Because one of my friends, whenever I say that, she's like, my coworkers are my best friends. I go, da 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 da. And maybe that is the nature of your business, and that's okay, too. But I think for the most part, especially in corporate, that doesn't mean your coworkers. Oh, also, that doesn't mean your coworkers are your enemies either. Mm-hmm, like, I want to caveat that. It just means they're not your friends. So, like, my friends, I can say, guys, like, my boss is really stressing me out.
Yeah.
My boss did this and it really da da da. My coworkers, maybe not. Maybe not. And I'd avoid talking about bosses. I think that talking about other coworkers isn't good either, but it's better to talk about a coworker than a boss. Like, if you can avoid talking about your boss, your managers, anybody superior, if you can avoid that, I would. That is something I would say, oh, I don't want to be in the middle of that. Sorry.
Yeah. I know that, like, I've even said in situations, like, I remember there were some girls at my work saying, like, oh my gosh, did you hear that, like, this guy got this girl pregnant? Literally. And I was like, whoa, like, that seems really gossipy.
Yeah.
And they were like, but, like, how could he have been so irresponsible? He didn't use a condom. And I was like, you don't know any of that. Like, time out. That's really gossipy. Like, and they kind of looked at me and they were like, it's not gossip. And I was like, how do you figure? And they were like, well, we're just talking about. And I think, I don't really think people know the definition of gossip. That's what I'm caught up on, I guess.
I think if we define gossip as talking negatively and maliciously,
I think you and I know the definition of gossip, but, like, do your coworkers know the definition of gossip?
Probably not.
Do they even know they're doing something wrong?
Probably not.
That might be something where my advice would be, I agree, do all the social cues you can to remove yourself, to make it clear that you're uncomfortable, to make it clear that you're interested in lifting people up, not tearing people down. I've also thought about, like, maybe taking the feminist approach, maybe saying, like, listen, as a woman, I'm not going to sit here and talk trash about a fellow woman, right? That's not the feminist thing to do. Especially if you get the vibe that you're around fellow feminists. That's an interesting take. I haven't done it, but I would like to see how that works. But you might just have to eventually say, I'm not going to participate in gossip. And that'll be hard.
Yeah, sometimes I think you just have to actually say it. Use your word. And it's hard. It's uncomfortable. Like Freeman said, you might be gossiped about too. But you do need to
put that boundary up.
Yeah. I think it's important to put that boundary up for the workplace, because you're there to do your job, to get paid, and then to go home. So I hope that advice is helpful. Let us know if it works for you, If it doesn't, what do you guys think? Do you think that's helpful for the person? If you have advice for them, go ahead and leave it below in the comments or on the Spotify. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.